I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from the George Mason University School of Business. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, Joe Applebaum, Potomac Companies, Deanna O'Brien, M&T Bank, Steve Britt, Burzenweig, Leonard, and John Yetman, Merprise Financial. We have a great lineup of guests for you on our show today, including Francisco Serrano, President and CEO of One to One, followed by Stephanie Eberhardt, co-founder and managing partner of Talent Remedy, Linda Davis, partner Dinner on Blanc, and finally, Dave Gallarizzo, CEO of Fig Leaf. Let's get to know Francisco Serrano, President and CEO of One to One. First, Francisco, what is One to One? What do you guys do?
One to One is a branding company that does day-to-day branding needs for Fortune 200 companies.
Mm-hmm. How large or how small is this organization?
It's a 65-plus individual organization.
Uh-huh. And where are you from originally?
I am from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers and four sisters.
So there's seven kids in the family.
Yep.
Where are you in the pecking order?
I am in the sixth place.
You're in the sixth place. And how young were you when you started making money in Mexico?
I was around 14.
Doing what? What kind of stuff?
I would sell chemical products that my sister produced and sell them door-to-door in the neighborhood.
So your sister made chemical products, and you would go sell them door-to-door.
Yes.
And how'd you figure out what to say in order to sell these chemical products?
Well, at the beginning, it was just buy the product, and later on, after practicing a lot, it would just came flowing. Selling
So you had a natural ability not only to be persistent, but you also had an ability to evolute your sales and marketing process.
Oh yes,
at a young age. What was the next step in your entrepreneurial career? What else did you do to make money as a kid?
Well, later on, I remember that I helped a buddy of mine into a business.
Mm-hmm.
That we produced some special materials.
Mm-hmm.
For the company of his father.
Mm-hmm. So you understand what it's like to work with a team. You know,
yes.
You were working with your buddy. And you grew up in Mexico. And this business, the advertising marketing business, how'd you get engaged with this thing? How'd you find out about, you know, doing this stuff?
Well, I think that sales and marketing and advertising are very much related.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working for companies in those areas, and I started to fall in love with the branding.
Mm-hmm. So what was involved with starting your own business? Was it easy to do? Did you know what happened there?
Well, I was a very passionate individual and always tried to do the best way. Things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after that, I one of the meetings I had with my old time friends,
mm-hmm.
One of them suggested to, so I just kickstarted something on my own.
Uh-huh. Earlier you were telling us it took a lot of guts and courage. You didn't think you really had the guts and courage to do it. What was that all about?
Yeah, I mean, I've never thought about actually starting something. I thought that the only way was to working for somebody else.
So you're one of those people that has a lot of stuff inside that you didn't really realize you could really do it, huh?
Yes. Until this person said, hey, come on, you should try it.
Uh-huh. So you had stuff inside of you, and it took somebody to help you get that out, to help you really appreciate that, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Who's got the next question here? Dan, do you have something there?
Yeah. So, Francisco, what was the biggest obstacle you had to overcome when you were starting your own business?
Well, first, it was the guts to really go out there and try it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make it happen and to stay afloat and and to build that dream into a reality.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, John?
Francisco, you talked about the relationship with your mom and dad and how your dad was on the road a lot. How did that affect you, and how does that now manifest itself into how you treat your employees and your kids?
Well, I feel that my father, because of his profession, he was in the agriculture business. He was traveling all the time to the farm, raising the cane, and I spent a lot of time with my older brothers and sisters and my mom. So my relationship with my mom grew very strong. I believe I am a very passionate individual. So I think that, coming back to your question, the relationship I have right now with my peers, and I call them my partners, is very strong, because I feel that every organization, or in my organization, we need to have that cohesiveness,
mm-hmm.
and that relationship.
When and how did you come to the U.S.?
I came 4 years ago to live with my family. I have a wife and three kids.
Why did you come to the United States?
Because we wanted to a different experience, a growth, a development for the family.
Wait. So you were married when you came to the United States?
Oh, yes.
How old were you?
I was 43.
Do you have kids?
Yes, three.
Did you have a job?
Yes.
What was your job?
At that time, president and CEO of this company.
So you came to the United States and you brought this business with you.
Yeah, we actually started selling to the U.S. directly from Mexico, but 4 years ago we decided to grow it to a bigger...
Well, how'd your wife feel about you uprooting the family and bringing the family? How many kids do you have?
We have three kids.
Uh-huh. How'd she feel about coming to the United States?
Well, she was excited. She was thrilled about the opportunity of taking the family experience.
Didn't it make you nervous? You know, you're moving a whole family here and betting that things are going to work?
No.
I can't believe that you told me earlier that you said you didn't think you had the guts to start the business. You seem like a pretty gutsy individual.
I didn't see, now that I've seen that I just burned.
You didn't know you had the talent, did you?
Yeah.
But I guess maybe growing up the sixth or seventh, maybe that's where the reason was hidden. Is that possible?
Yeah, possibly. When I first came here, it was like a walk in the park. I just said, okay, let's go ahead and do it.
Dan, what do you got there?
So, Francisco, you said that back when you started working at age 14 and you were selling your sister's chemicals, were you out selling with your other brothers and sisters, or was it just you that had that ability to do so?
Yeah.
I remember doing it myself with a friend that actually became my partner eventually at one time in the business.
Wow, so he didn't even appreciate what he was doing at that point in time. You know, he's out there doing this. His sister's egg in the morning. He's doing it, and he's doing a good job, and he has his talent. He didn't even appreciate it.
And I'm thinking, you're not even thinking about it.
Yeah, he's just doing it naturally.
And
he doesn't realize he's doing it. He's just doing the hard work, and it's like, okay.
Is there anyone patting on your back and saying, hey,
you're doing a great
confident.
Job.
You're really good at this, or...
Yeah.
Who was telling you that?
I think that my mother, I don't remember at that time, but I guess that, yeah, my mom.
Uh-huh.
So, Francisco, you've got your present CEO of One-to-One, your founder of Manifesto 23, your president of Brain Ding. So how do you do all of this and have any sort of work-life balance and take care of your kids at the same time, be part of their lives?
Well, it's just having the right team to do it. It's just partnering with the right people that have the right passion, the same as me, and just making sure that it happens.
Mm-hmm. What's the similarity between being a dad and being a CEO?
Well, it's exactly it's a relationship, direct relationship. You need to be engaged. You need to listen to them, and you need to help them solve their problem and become a better individual.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say was the biggest life challenge you've overcome, and how did you do it?
I would say the death of my mom. Mm.
Ooh, what do you mean? I didn't expect to hear that. I thought you were going to tell us it was raising money or, you know, the problem you had originally with your death of your mom. What are you talking about?
Yeah. My mom and I were very, very close. We have like a special kind of connection.
Uh-huh.
So when she passed away,
how long ago did she pass away?
4 years.
About the time you came to the United States.
2 months before I took the plane.
Did she know that you were going to come to the United States?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do you think she'd feel if she walked through the doors of your office today?
She would be proud of me.
Why?
So,
what would it be?
Because she always told me that I had, something special. So.
So she was a major driver behind
What did she see that was special in you?
I think that the passion of setting up something in your mind and just going after it.
Uh-huh. So she knew that you had that in you.
Yeah.
She knew that you had that back at that point in time. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to remember your mom?
Well, when we were talking before the interview, I think that the reason why I love my business so much is because it's about building relationships and emotional connections. So every time I think of love or emotions, I think of her.
Mm-hmm.
And, so you said you're sentimental, and we can see that right now. The listening audience probably can't see it, but we certainly can.
What is the website address for this organization known as One to One?
Yeah, onetoonecorp.com.
Let me have that one more time.
One to One with numbers, CORP.com.
We've been speaking with Francisco Serrano, President and CEO of One to One here on Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn, with my co-host, Joe Applebaum, Potomac Companies, Deanne O'Brien, M&T Bank, Steve Britt, Burzenweig, Leonard, and John Yetman, AmeriCorps Prize Financial. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this business spotlight. And your name is?
Adam Sinclair.
Adam, what organization are you with?
I work for Burdett Smith & Bish.
And what is Burdett Smith &
Bish? We are a CPA firm in the Fairfax, Virginia area.
Uh-huh. What's your role in the firm?
I am senior staff, so I do a little bit of everything.
What do you mean a little bit of everything?
We do everything from accounting support, taxes, and financial statements.
And you do a little bit of everything?
I do a little bit of everything.
Doesn't that drive you crazy, like having to do a lot of different things for a lot of different clients?
I actually really enjoy it.
What are you crazy? Why do you enjoy it? What do you enjoy about it?
Well, it makes me, I don't fall into the same role every single day. I get a little exposure of different things.
So what do you enjoy best about your job?
What do I enjoy best?
Yeah.
Really the people that we work with.
The clients? You talk to the clients?
Well, clients, I enjoy working with the clients. I enjoy working with our staff and our organization.
Do you ever go out to the clients?
Yeah. With audits, we go out to the clients all the time.
And you like that stuff?
Absolutely. Get a little bit of exposure in different businesses.
And why are you doing the audits? Why would you be going out to do an audit?
Just government regulations. Some people have to get audits.
Uh-huh. So you're going out and you're doing the audits and you're visiting the clients and you get a chance to talk to the clients?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you like that stuff?
Yeah.
So it's the clients you like hanging out with, and I guess you enjoy your teammates as well. But I thought you were going to tell me what you thought best about, what you liked best about the job was the numbers and making sure the checks and balances.
Well, that's the common assumption with accounts. Everybody thinks that we're just these nerds who punch the denki every day. But if you come to our office, you'd be very surprised.
Because there's people hanging out there with personalities.
Yeah, it's funny. If you ask people at our office what their friends would think that they would grow up to be, none of them would say accountants.
Huh, how about that? What's the website address for this organization?
BSBLLC.com.
Let me have that one more time.
BSBLLC.com.
And your name again is?
Adam Sinclair.
And the name of the organization?
Burdett Smith & Bish.
This has been your Business Spotlight.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. I'd like to introduce Stephanie Eberhardt, who's the co-founder and managing partner of an organization known as Talent Remedy. Stephanie, what is Talent Remedy? What do you guys do?
So Talent Remedy is a recruiting firm that is revolutionizing the way recruiting is done. We're offering affordable recruiting solutions to small emerging businesses.
What are you doing different than what everybody else is doing in the world of recruiting?
So what we're doing differently is we're not charging our clients large fees for placements. Instead, we're working with business owners to understand that they have budgets and constraints, and we're working with them on a personalized plan to find the best staff that we possibly can, learning about their culture, their management style, and saving them somewhere between 40 and 60% of what they would normally pay for recruiting fees.
And how old is this company?
We're 3 years old.
And how did you get a job with it?
Actually, I'm a co-founder and partner with it.
You co-founded the business?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Where are you from originally?
Bethesda, Maryland.
You're from Bethesda. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
One older brother and one younger sister.
Uh-huh. What was the effect of growing up in the middle?
It was fantastic. I had an older brother that I learned a lot of lessons from, as well as leadership. And I had a sister who I could help learn a lot of really great life lessons as well. So I could help her come along and teach her quite a bit.
Wait. So you learned that it's okay to bring people that know more into your life to help mentor you, and it's also good to develop other people.
It's a give and take, exactly, a give and take.
How'd you learn those lessons? How'd you get those lessons?
I think because I was the middle child, I had the opportunity to observe both the older and the younger and watch what they did and the lessons that they learned. And I realized you need people around you that know more than you, and you also need to pay it forward and bring people along with you and help them. And one of the most rewarding things is seeing those people move past me. So that's pretty exciting.
Isn't that scary? Like, you know, don't you feel intimidated when people know more than you? And isn't it frightening when people are moving up beyond you?
Absolutely not. It's fabulous.
You're pretty comfortable with yourself, huh? How about mom and dad? What did they do for a living?
So mom was a homemaker, and my father was a government contractor. He worked with a government contractor as a proposal manager.
Mm-hmm. What did you get from mom, and what did you get from dad that you're using every day?
So I think from my mom, I learned that you need to support yourself and have your own ambitions and career. And I think from my father, I learned a tremendous work ethic and to get up and show up every day.
Katie?
And you mentioned your early experiences making money. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why you decided to?
Sure. So I did start making money very early. My parents had very tight budgets. We didn't have a lot of extra income. So in third grade, I was about 9, I started a paper route, and I did that for a couple years. And then in sixth grade, when I was 12, I started my own lawn service. And I cut people's lawn during the summer, and then I shoveled snow during the winter. And then when I was 16, I actually went to work for a retail company.
You have any partners in this business?
I do have one partner, a business partner. It's a 50% partnership.
How long have you guys known each other?
We've known each other for 5 years.
And male or female?
Female.
And what do you like about her? What's she do better than you?
I like all the strengths that she has in terms of operations. So I do sales and marketing, and she manages the recruiting team. She hires the recruiting team. Quality control in our recruiting, so we have a terrific balance. She doesn't like my job, and I don't like hers.
Lauren?
You mentioned your team is very loyal. How do you foster that environment?
So we've really tried to develop a culture of employees that can not only have a terrific opportunity to work with us and find rewarding work, but also have a healthy lifestyle. So I am very much into work-life balance. Early in my career, it was work, work, work. Now I truly believe it's work-life balance, and the more balanced you are in your life, the healthier and happier you are.
You're really giving people the flexibility in their lifestyle that are working with the organization.
Correct. So we do offer tremendous flexibility. I'm a firm believer that if you hire the right people and you empower them, they're going to do the work, and they're going to do it well, and mm-hmm. especially if you hold them to certain standards. I don't believe they have to be sitting next to me in an office, or that I have to see them at 8 o'clock every morning and they have to stay till 6 o'clock every night. They can work when they want to work as long as they're producing, and in turn, they have a good quality of life.
What do you look for when you are interviewing somebody? What are some of the key things that stand out that makes you say, this is a good person for my firm?
So we ask them about their background. We find out about their work ethic, what motivates them, what type of cultures they thrive in. We ask a little bit about the challenges that they've had and how they handle those. And we really try to find out if they're able to work autonomously, because that's how you grow a company, is people that can work autonomously yet want to be part of a team.
Hmm. The you grew up in Bethesda. Mom and Dad are still living in Bethesda?
So my dad moved about 25 years ago out to Frederick, and my mom's been gone about 16 years.
Interesting. Do you think they'd be surprised that you turned out like this?
I don't think my father is, because he said to me several times, he said, his exact words were, you're a real go-getter, Steph.
Mm-hmm. How about Mom?
I think she would feel the same way, based on my businesses early in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So she wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
You think they'd be proud? You think they're proud?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Because I was able to do something they weren't able to do.
What do you mean?
Well, my mom was a homemaker, and she never had a career. My father worked for a government contractor, and so their lives were dictated by somebody else, essentially, whereas I've empowered myself, and I can create the life I want.
Mm-hmm. Your brother and sister, are they surprised?
My brother's an entrepreneur. He owns a real estate company.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister is a realtor as well, so she has basically her own business.
Mm, so we got a pretty entrepreneurial family here.
Correct.
Uh-huh. You married or single?
Single.
And what's the greatest lesson? What's the most difficult part about building a business?
Most difficult part is no name recognition. So it's actually getting your name out in the community, having people learn about your services, and as Rick had mentioned earlier, being a self-promoter. That's really key.
Mm-hmm. So it's really the marketing.
Correct.
The marketing stuff. But maybe that's because you've got a good partner who's focusing on the operations, so therefore you're really focused on the marketing and sales.
So both are equally important. You've got to have a great service or product, mm-hmm. but you also have to have somebody that's out there promoting the business. As I always say, you can't open shop and hope people come running to your doors. You have to go out and find those people and share your information and your ability to help them with whatever problem they have.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say are some of the most important lessons that you hope your children are learning from you?
Entrepreneurship. So I've got a 21-year-old son and a 19-year-old daughter, and encouraging them both to do their own businesses at some point.
What's more difficult, being a mom or being a CEO?
Being a mom's fantastic, because children are just amazing. I mean, all children are, not just my own. I mean, they just have so much potential, I think, is what I see in all the children that I have seen my children be friends with over the years, and they're surprising. Like, mm-hmm. they keep us very young.
Mm-hmm.
I think in terms of being a CEO, it's juggling all the different things that you have to juggle between operations and sales and financials and marketing, and it's just having a balance in the business.
There are more opportunities tomorrow or yesterday? Mm-hmm.
There's always opportunities. I think they're everywhere. It's just finding those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Lauren?
You talk about work-life balance. What's your one daily habit that you have to do every day for yourself, personally?
So I get up every morning, and I do an exercise class at 5:45.
Why do you do that?
Because it gets my day going. I have a lot of – I get my energy flow. I feel like I'm taking care of myself for 1 hour out of the 24 hours of the day, which I think is important. A lot of times leaders don't take care of themselves, and I feel like that – you have to show your employees that you're taking care of yourself, and they in turn should take care of themselves.
How about the website address for the organization?
It's talentremedy.com.
Talentremedy.com. All right. We've been speaking with Stephanie Eberhardt, who's the co-founder and managing partner at Talent Remedy. This is Herb Cohen. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. That's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment right after this business spotlight.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. I'd like to introduce Linda Davis, partner at Dinner en Blanc. And Linda, what is Partner en Blanc? What do you do?
Dinner en Blanc is a global phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It is a pop-up picnic dinner that takes place in 70 cities around the world.
70 cities around the world. And how large or how small is this organization?
Dîner en Blanc has 350 partners.
Gotcha. All right. And you guys are one of the partners?
We are one of the partners. Mm-hmm. We are partnered with Dîner en Blanc International on four of the U.S. cities.
Great. And I see you have your daughter with you, Caitlin, who is, Caitlin, you're a partner in the business?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And how young were you when you got involved in the related catering business and party planning business that was the, how young were you when you got involved with making money with mom?
I was about 3 or 4, and that grew really throughout my entire life.
What were you doing at age 3 or 4 to give your mom a hand?
De-stemming grapes in the kitchen, peeling potatoes, all the grunt work.
Didn't that make you feel rotten? Your friends are outside playing, especially while you're in your teenage years, and here you are working with mom instead?
Luckily, I was able to recruit some of my friends and really made it into a game. I would work with my sister as well, and that was always a good time.
So you really enjoyed working with your mom.
I did.
And you're now a partner in the business. And that's interesting. Linda, what did you learn from Caitlin and working with Caitlin? Mom, what did you learn from working with your daughter in this business? What have you learned?
I think it's finding the balance between being a mother, being a partner, and being the boss.
Isn't that all the same thing, though?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes you wear the same hat, and it plays out in each of the roles.
Are there times that you actually have to listen to her, though, even though she's your daughter?
Yes, absolutely, and that's probably the most important piece of the relationship.
What do you mean?
That just listening to her contribution and not necessarily thinking, you know, think that she's a new partner to the business. Mm-hmm. She's considerably younger. You know, you have to place value in her position.
So Caitlin's got her own good ideas.
Yes, very good ideas.
How interesting.
Fresh, young.
And Linda, where are you from originally?
I'm from Annapolis, Maryland.
How young were you? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and one sister.
And how young were you when you started making money?
I was probably 10.
Doing what?
We would, my sister and brother and I, would push around the shoreline in Annapolis. We lived on the water. And we would catch soft crabs and sell them to our mother.
What was your role on that team?
My role in the team was whatever my sister and brother told me to do.
So you were the one that, you know, you don't have a problem with hard work or working as part of the team. It's probably the reason that you're a partner at Dîner en Blanc, which is a larger organization, and you've got the local franchises, I guess you would say.
Yes, their business relationships, partnerships with Dîner en Blanc International.
Who's got the next question here?
Linda, what advice would you give Caitlin? Now that she's a partner
Mm-hmm. And you've gone through all these years in business. What are you going to tell her to maybe make her life easier?
She has an interesting sort of perspective on the business because she's grown up with a mother as an entrepreneur. So she knows, and we've talked often about finding life balance. And quite frankly, when she was growing up, I did not have life balance. Mm-hmm. So somehow she and her sister came out of it unscathed. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, life balance is really important.
Mm-hmm. Linda, I think it's amazing watching you and your daughter here. And then I've read up and we've worked with your other daughter, Briar. So how did the relationship with your parents sort of drive what you have right now, which is really fantastic?
Mm-hmm. I have a really close family. I'm very fortunate. Both of my parents are still living. They're in their late 80s. They were instrumental in showing their family that it's important to be together, and oftentimes it was through food, games, pleasurable experiences.
Oh my gosh, isn't that the business you're in now, I think?
Yes,
recreating
it is.
So the connection was with the joy in your childhood was the connection, which is what you're creating nowadays.
Absolutely.
Didn't you also tell us that you were your older sister's birthday present or something like that? What was that all about?
We share a birthday. Mm-hmm. We share the same hour mm-hmm. of the day as our birthday. My mother was a planner.
Wow, wouldn't that be, in many instances, that would be crippling. You know, you're the younger sister, and, all the attention goes to your daughter, and who am I? But you feel special because of that? What caused that to happen?
I think because my mother recognized that she had two daughters. Ironically, we had the same birthday, but mm-hmm. she treated us mm-hmm. as if it was, our day.
So you really enjoy celebrations, which is evidently the business year, and I can see clearly how the connection is between your childhood and who you are nowadays. Who's got the next question? Dan?
I see in your background that you've founded and run a restaurant. What did you learn from that chapter of your life?
That's where life and balance never plays into the happy ending. The restaurant was fantastic. I loved it. We started it from scratch. It was a farm-to-table restaurant before farm-to-table was even a term. And it brought people together I think that's probably, my ultimate goal always is just watching people enjoy themselves.
What's your ultimate goal always?
Is to create something that is an experience, that is something that, someone walks away from that experience with a memory.
Didn't you tell us earlier when we were talking in the green room that one day you were doing something at a wedding and then you ended up doing something else? What was that all about?
Yes, I did. So I was producing a wedding in Washington for mm-hmm. about 300 people, and mm-hmm. I was 9 months pregnant mm-hmm. with Caitlin, mm-hmm. and halfway through the wedding, mm-hmm. found myself in labor, mm-hmm. drove myself to mm-hmm. the hospital, and mm-hmm. 3 hours later, we were a couple.
So you certainly have a tenacious piece about you, and you know how to get the job done.
Yes.
And I guess through the course of life, you've learned about how to strike the balance as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Dia?
I have a question for Caitlin. Caitlin, if your mother was not sitting right next to you right now, how would you describe your mother?
Basically, my role model. She said that she wasn't really around a lot during our childhood, but I would beg to differ. We played lacrosse and basketball and soccer, and she was always on the sideline. She made time to be there, and I just think I would never realize how, being in that role now, how much she worked to be able to be part of our life.
And Caitlin, are you married or single?
I'm married.
Uh-huh. Do you have any kids yet?
No.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to take from your mom that you're going to try to bring into your own motherhood?
Definitely the work-life balance is really important. Really just being there and having the relationship that my mother and I have, whether I have a girl or a boy. And just family and bringing family and friends together is a huge part of our life.
So, and this entrepreneurial stuff's part of it's running in your blood.
It definitely is.
What do you like about entrepreneuring? I mean, I guess the good thing about entrepreneuring is that, and because, your mom, your partner, I guess you go to work at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock and you knock off at 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
Not quite.
What do you mean?
We do set our own hours, which is nice, but they're not, sometimes I like to work well into the evening, or I'll go home and continue to work, or wake up and get some things done, and Mm-hmm. It's really just about getting the job done.
So as opposed to working less, you don't care about working more. Work's in your blood, starting at the age of three, peeling grapes, huh?
Right.
Stephen, you have another question?
Give us one of your life lessons. Pick a life lesson for us.
I think probably my biggest life lesson certainly comes from my family. It's making time for your family. I had a grandmother that had a Thursday supper, my grandfather called dinner supper. Every Thursday, you knew that there was dinner at my grandmother's house. And wherever you were, you tried to make it. And my sister and I have carried on that tradition. We'll have an impromptu Sunday supper and send a text out to a family around the area.
Oh, boy, you and these pop-ups things.
I know. It's all about the pop-up.
Uh-huh. It's all about the celebration.
It's spontaneity planned to the finite degree.
So, Linda, your Dinant Blanc is in D.C., New York, Boston, Charleston. So you work all year.
Yes.
And then it culminates in this one massive event that's a giant surprise. I see in your little this article about the Dinant Blanc. It's one of the things that keeps surprise secret. So how does that make you feel? Like, are you nervous going into that event? How does that all unfold? Mm-hmm.
The orchestration of producing a Dinant Blanc in any city is challenging, because you are planning a surprise pop-up dinner for 4,000 people, 6,000 people in New York, and no one knows that it's happening. They don't know where they're going.
Gotcha.
It's a challenge, mm-hmm. but the excitement of seeing 6,000 mm-hmm. people arrive at a secret location, and the evening unfolds in such a way, it's mm-hmm. those events are all about meeting new friends, mm-hmm. sharing wine and food, mm-hmm. and celebrating mm-hmm. Your community,
and
the diversity of your community.
Address for Dinant Blanc is
DinantBlanc.com.
Mm-hmm. And that's DinantBlanc.com. We've been speaking with Linda Davis, partner of Dinant Blanc, here on Executive Leaders Radio. We'll be back in a moment right after this business spotlight.
I wanted to ask, how do I get invited?
And your name is?
Peter McChesney.
And Peter, what organization are you with?
I work with Palmer Staffing Services and Palmer Legal Staff.
And what do you guys do? What kind of stuff do you do, and who do you do it for?
We are a full-service staffing agency offering temp-to-hire and direct-hire placements for admin, legal, and management.
And who are your clients? What are these all different kinds of businesses you're placing people with?
We pretty much can serve any type of company, mm-hmm. for-profit, non-profit, associations, and we even work for the federal government.
That's interesting. So you're doing temp-to-perm and perm. So in other words, when a business or an individual wants to get a sense if something will work, they could go temp-to-perm, and then when the employee and the employer find it's a really good match, then it's a permanent match. So you're facilitating all that. You don't have to jump off the cliff.
Correct, and it can really go both ways. Both people have to be happy with each other.
Wow, so you're making marriages by letting everybody date a little bit.
Correct.
And then sometimes if the employer is just looking for somebody temporarily, or an employee is looking to get back into the workforce or has limited time, you're facilitating that as well with the temporary staffing.
That's correct. So if you have somebody that's a mom that was a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. And they want to get back in the workforce, whether it's part-time or full-time, mm-hmm. It's a great way to re-enter.
Interesting. What do you like best about your job?
I love helping people, whether it's a recent college graduate that's looking for their first position, or a seasoned professional, mm-hmm. helping them along with the next move in their career.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. How long have you been doing this?
19 years. We're about to hit our 20th anniversary.
And you're really enjoying what you're doing.
I do.
Uh-huh.
It's very rewarding.
I guess you build long-term relationships also, because you're helping people get back into the workforce. You're helping these employers. What's the website address to this organization?
It is palmer-staffing.com.
Let me have that one more time.
Palmer-staffing.com.
And your name is?
Peter McChesney.
Name of the organization?
Palmer Staffing Services.
This has been your Business Spotlight.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt.
So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free, 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce Steve Bryseth, who's the founder and partner of True Tandem. Steve, what is True Tandem? What are you guys doing?
True Tandem is a technology services firm, mm-hmm. and we build and operate systems for the government, nonprofits, and commercial entities.
How large or how small is this organization?
85-plus people.
Uh-huh. And when did it get started?
2008, January 2008.
Uh-huh. And what was your role in getting it started?
I founded it with my partner, Jim Tracy.
You founded it with your partner, Jim Tracy. Why would you found it with a partner? Why don't you just keep all the money yourself? Why would you go bring a partner in?
Well, we were part of another firm, which mm-hmm. we had equity in.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim is a fantastic business partner and just great at what he does. And mm-hmm. we made a really, really good team. And mm-hmm. we had grown the other company significantly
mm-hmm.
From 2004 to end of 2007,
mm-hmm.
and we decided with our other business partners at the mm-hmm. time that mm-hmm. to create two equity structures would be better than one. Jim and I took out mm-hmm. the Microsoft consulting business from mm-hmm. that company mm-hmm. and have grown it since then.
So as a kid, what kind of sports did you play?
I played a lot of sports.
Like what?
Soccer, mm-hmm. basketball, golf, tennis.
Uh-huh. What was the common role that you played on those teams, soccer, basketball, and tennis? Yeah.
I was the captain or one of the leaders.
What was the role of the captain? What do you mean? What was your role there? What were you doing?
I was making sure people had fun. Making sure that we were winning.
What's that have to do with what you're doing nowadays?
I think creating the right environments is just critical to success today.
Mm-hmm.
Letting people know they're valued and mm-hmm. you know, understanding what they're good
you
at.
You told us that your dad was a finance guy and a CFO and ended up running a business, and that you were moving every 2 years or so, and that you'd gone to a whole mess of schools prior to graduating high school. What do you think the effect of that was? And that could be pretty difficult, moving to all these new neighborhoods and stuff. Well, what was the effect of all that on you?
It was great.
It was great. What are you, crazy? Maybe you cripple most people.
Well, I mean, think of the mistakes you made as a kid that you get to not, you know, you get a second chance.
So you get to reinvent yourself?
Every couple of years, and I think that's really helped me socially.
Everything's like,
helped me in business.
Everything's like a challenge to you. I mean, to most people, to me, it would be like terrifying moving to a new neighborhood, having to make new friends, figuring out, you know, where everything is, where to go in the school. And you found that challenging? You enjoyed that? You had a chance to reinvent yourself?
It really turned out to be one of the best things that's really ever happened to me.
How's that personality trait of yours of finding a challenge in everything as opposed to finding difficulty in everything? How's that fed into your business success?
I think it's always better to see what's possible and not see the speed bumps that are in the way. So if you can look past it, and as long as you know where you're going, you've got a chance to get there.
Mm-hmm. Beth?
You said you moved every couple of years. Was this because of your dad's job? And
yeah, my dad is an incredibly smart man, Wharton MBA, and he moved up every 2 years when we were young. And he finally got to a role where he was running a 900-person business for Emhart, the division of Emhart. And he had made a promise to my mom that once one of us started high school, and my sister's a year older than me, that we wouldn't move again. And so here he was. He turned around this division of Emhart, 900 people, and they sold it. Mm-hmm. And here he is, Wharton MBA, and
what
two
did
kids.
He do? And what did he do?
And he looked for a job, couldn't find a job, and went and bought a gas station and car wash.
No kidding, because he didn't want to move. He made a deal with your mom that he wasn't going to move. Alex?
So what kind of impression did that make on you, and how is that relevant to your leadership role in the company that you founded?
Excellent question.
Well, a couple things, I think. One, just seeing him work that hard and do all this great work and then get the rug pulled out from under him, it was one of the, I think, driving factors in me wanting to do my own thing. Also, I mean, his commitment to the family and the sacrifices he made for us is, I mean, incalculable, you know, in my opinion.
What's that have to do with what you're doing nowadays?
You know, I'd like to create a good environment for people.
And you want to be your own boss because you don't want the rug pulled out of you. You know, you want to take responsibility.
Yeah, and you want to communicate, effectively.
Seems like you're very much like your dad. The fact that you can move every few years and then become the best of said team, similar to your dad moving and reaching the top very quickly. How else are you like your dad?
He's very thoughtful. I like to think that I am as well. Very measured. And I've never really seen my dad super mad.
All right. What'd you get from your mom that you bring to work every day?
My mom is never dull and never interested in not doing something. So, for example, when we were in Simsbury, Connecticut, she was the canine control officer. So dog catcher. So we would ride around in the dog catcher van. That was kind of fun. Then she was the lead select person for Hampton Falls, New Hampshire. So she was fighting the nuclear power plant that was coming into Seabrook, New Hampshire for, you know, most of my formative years.
And how's your mom coming through to you?
She is super active and super interested in doing new things. So it was never a dull moment for her, and I think that's great. So,
do you think you get that instigator characteristic from your mom?
There's no question about that.
Uh-huh.
And she's also a great athlete and very competitive. So.
Uh-huh. Interesting. What's the best part of your job? What do you like best about it?
The human interaction. Yeah.
What do you mean?
We're a services business. I think, you know, a lot like others here, and you know, you get a certain reward and feedback from the people that you work with.
I thought you were in a technology business.
Still people on both sides. We're just building systems that help people communicate and report and be more productive.
So I thought you were in the technology business, but you're telling me you're like the other folks here where you're in the people business, and what you enjoy best about your gig is people. I guess that's important because that's the business you're in, is people.
Yeah, look, there are people on both sides of every screen that you see. So, you know, translating some of the needs and capturing those needs and really making them work appropriately for people is a big part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Beth, what else are you thinking here?
I'm wondering about the sports teams. You said you became captain on the sports teams. Did you always end up rising to the top in that area? And how did that lead into what you do today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seem to. Yes, it just seemed to happen. I've always liked to organize and have fun and do things with people, and I think that lends itself to that kind of role.
What would you say your other teammates would have said about you at that time?
You like to have a good time?
Yeah. Boy, that's, That's a great question. What's the website address for this organization known as True Tandem?
We're TrueTandem.com. That's TrueTandem.com.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Steve Bryseth, who's the founder and partner of True Tandem here on Executive Leaders Radio. We've also had the opportunity of speaking with, let's see, Glenn Anderson, shareholder Miller, Miller & Canby, Donna Mahan, partner Cohen & Company, Matt White, CEO of White 64, and again, most recently, Steve Bryseth, founder and partner of True Tandem. I would like to thank my co-hosts, including Beth Moffitt, Burdett Smith and Bish, Alex Zinneman, Height Securities, and Lucia Waitson from Cressa for giving me a hand structuring the questions. Hoping providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.